fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of August. The appropriate tip today is to prepare your car kit. What's a car kit? Well, that's what you need in case you have a breakdown, get stuck in the wintertime. So many different things depending on where you live. If you're up in the frozen Northland where Jeff Nyquist lives, it's going to be one thing. If you're in South Central Missouri where I am, it's going to be something else. So make sure you have what you need that's in good condition, ready for use, your winter car kit. And we do have patient away in the green room because he is such a patient guy. My friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a individual. He began his quest to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international communist conspiracy. When the communists in California blocked him from his dream profession of being a professional educator, Jeff has a website. It's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. 6 books that Jeff authored and co-authored at amazon.com. And Jeff, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, as always. And Jeff, we already have our first caller. He's becoming regular. We have Thomas in Germany. Good morning, Thomas.
Greetings, gentlemen. Good morning. My question this week, it's about the exchange you both had yesterday about literacy, and I was just so amazed how concise your exchange was, and I thought, wow, this has not happened the first time. And you said that as important as being self-sufficient in food, it is actually being even more important to be able to think for yourself. So I just wanted to use my question to have a little more elaboration on basically what it comes down to is, I'm also asking for other people who have asked for, like a seminar, a curriculum, but, now I'm kind of asking for my 4-year-old daughter. So I guess I'm asking, to elaborate more on the curriculum aspect, and if it's maybe possible that maybe on your website, Mr. Moore, there is, a corner for that. Because I understand that, at jrnyquist.blog, it's, you know, that's one thing. But this being so important for all of us and the future and the, you know, the younger people around us, I would love to have, you know, something, I don't know if it's called Nyquist curriculum or some guidance, because so many people following and listening to you both, they feel there's so much, and how can I, like, start, you know, to get some training? Yeah, that's the intention of the question, and that's all. Thank you for your answer.
Okay, well, let's back up a bit. Training on what, Thomas?
Training your mind, how to think, you know, getting kind of the
I got the picture now. I got the picture.
Curriculum.
I'll give my thoughts on that, and then Jeff will certainly have some thoughts also. Well, the foundation of any and all knowledge and learning and education is two things: mathematics and language. In the absence of a solid foundation in both, you're not going to go very far. The teaching of mathematics has been turned upside down. I don't have any further comment on that. We need to return to the traditional way we taught mathematics for many, many decades with success. And the teaching of language, teaching English, has been turned upside down. The successful way to teach language involves the use of phonics, which is not used in public schools the way they used to be. And with that, I will turn it over to you, Jeff, for your thoughts on the topic.
Well, of course, the subject that a lot of children don't like or say, why do we have to learn this, is history. And, of course, young people benefit from history or good books about it more than anybody, because there's only two kinds of experience, and everything is really boils down to experience in life. And children don't have much life experience compared to adults. And history is a vicarious life experience, and so is biography. So to find good biographies for young people and good histories, of course, for whatever their reading level is, I think is important. But you know, bright young people, to learn to read more advanced books, you know, some of the famous people in history, writers in history, when they were like 5 years old, were reading surprising things. I think Macaulay was reading Pilgrim's Progress when he was, I think, 5 years old. If I remember my biography of Thomas Macaulay, who was probably the greatest English stylist of the 19th century. To get them to read ancient literature, I mean, there's translations of things, and there's simple stories of things, versions of things, to know that there was a Greece and a Rome, and to get them to be introduced to, when they get old enough, to philosophy, and to go with the history. But in order for any young person to understand all they throw all these theories at young people, they throw all this philosophy at them, especially political philosophy, they need that history. They need that background to know that certain theories are nonsense. You know, it's like the communists have the theory that, you know, all history is a history of class struggle, class conflict. And if you know enough history, you know that's nonsense. It's rubbish. All the wars in history are class conflicts. You know, and if a person has enough history, they look at this, they go, this is just obviously false. But they have to have that base. And there are writers who have made history fun. Well, Herodotus might be suitable for not really young children, but maybe teenagers. Herodotus was the first person to write a history in the modern sense, and he was almost like a novelist. His histories are very readable, and it's really, his stories are fun. So young people can absorb knowledge about the ancient world and get sort of familiarized with it. At the same time, they're enjoying themselves. So that at some point when they become mature readers, they would be interested in Thucydides or Tacitus or something. But there's tremendous, those advanced writers is where you want to get your child to be hungry for more, and for the understanding and for the sophistication that comes with their progress in reading. Anyway, that's my spiel on it.
If I may, thank you.
Please.
Now, this robustness in having your mind trained, or your mind tools, I think that's what you kind of said, the tools that we need. What aspect does, you know, strategy and play, and how do you train strategy? Because I think, you know, you must have a strong opinion in this, but I'm asking now for, you know, robustness in survival times as well.
Play for children is very important. I can tell you strategy is an important thing to be learned, and there are different ways of teaching it, and people learn different things. There are, you know, people that gravitate towards chess, for example, and different kinds of games present different lessons, whether it's sports or, and good sportsmanship is one of the key lessons that young people don't necessarily learn, because the thing that we don't always tell children is life, a lot of life is about losing. And if you're in the middle in life, in most people, there's as much loss in life as there is winning. I mean, in the end, we leave this life, we lose everything. So as much as we've gained, we've lost. So learning how to accept misfortune is one of the very precious things that games teach us. But as far as strategy goes, there was a game, I think it originally came from Europe, but we called it Stratego. It's a capture the flag game. And children, it's a simple game that children like to learn to play. I think I learned it when I was 10 years old, 9 or 10 years old. We call the game Stratego here, but I think there's another name in Europe. And that game is valuable because in capture the flag games, where you have two people, or maybe there's card games where you have more than one, you are actually, in some sense, like with American poker, you're playing the other person. So you're learning about a person. You're learning about body language when you're playing a game where the other person is looking at something that's hidden, and you're trying to figure out what they have to beat them by giving what you have. And that is valuable for children to learn social cues and to learn to read other people. And that's a basic game, because almost all games, except for chess, of course, is one that is very much different. But many games involve reading other people, including the serious adult game of politics, which most citizens are going to be involved in, at least as voters. So these skills, and by the way, when children learn something, around the age of puberty and so on, they really learn it. There's something about the brain, the way the brain is developing, that makes certain learning experiences more intensive and more profound. So I'll just leave it at that.
Thank you. And I hope that, you know, the Nyquist reading list or something else, you know, I keep asking. All right, thank you.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for the call, Thomas. The call number is 512-248-8252. We're getting each successive week, we're 1 week closer to the 1st of November. The inside information, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, is that the Chinese communists intend to invade someplace between now and the 1st of November, either Taiwan are the United States, are both. And we don't have any change in information, do we, sir?
Well, the information was that they were planning to invade the first and second island chains and beyond in the Pacific.
And beyond.
That was what Mr. Wang told me. And, of course, my interview with him is on jrnyquist.blog. And, of course, it's to blockade Taiwan, they're now besieging Taiwan, but they haven't actually started the blockade. They've started these heavy patrols. So they've accustomed their Navy and Air Force, and they are readying their air bases opposite Taiwan. So the other development I talked about yesterday was the claim that Luda Media, Mr. Wang, is making, that there is a coup plot, and there is a plot to rally the pro-CCP agents on the island to cause maximal disruption within the island. So you could imagine some kind of provocation or series of provocations that could be used to cover the beginning of a war. But again, we don't know. We don't know if China's plans are working out. We also have the problems that Russia's experiencing in Ukraine. The Russian forces that were across the Dnieper River pushing towards Odessa are in retreat. What happened was the Ukrainians, and this is at the Kherson sector of the front, the Ukrainians started knocking out bridges on the river, which was limiting the supplies of the Russian force and also limiting their retreat options. And yesterday a report emerged that the Russians might be abandoning 20,000 troops to be captured by the Ukrainians on the west bank of the Dnieper as they retreat as they can to get across the river as the bridges are knocked out by the HIMAR artillery systems. So that is rather dramatic development, and it is what you could say a rather significant victory for the Ukrainians now.
Abandoning 20,000 troops, that's breathtaking. It's absolutely breathtaking.
Well, it hasn't happened, but it's in prospect now. And okay. And the Russians can figure out a way to get everybody back across the river. That is a problem. The British had this problem, you recall, during the Operation
Dunkirk. Dunkirk.
Dunkirk wasn't a river. It was the English Channel. But
it's water. Yeah. Go ahead.
They had attempted to cross the Rhine through a paratroop operation in 1944. In Operation Market Garden, and the 1st British Airborne Division or Paratroop Division was across the Rhine at Arnhem, and they weren't able to get the bridge. The British weren't. The Germans beat them, and the Paratroop Division had to get back across the remnant of it because it was so chewed up, had to get across the Rhine. They managed it. It was very difficult. A lot of British died, but this is much worse, in the sense that this is a much larger force that's being trapped on the wrong side of a river. And the Dnieper River, probably down at that level, just like the Rhine, is extremely wide, a very wide river.
We got a call here, Jeff. My friend Sam Andrews, who's my Monday guest. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, the last caller, I thought, had an incredibly interesting question. I guess Thomas from Germany. And having been in a number of high-risk activities, I sort of sensed that the caller was significantly concerned about the risk that children or future generations would be going through. And I sort of have a different take on that, and if you're interested, I'd be happy to give it to you.
Sure, let's hear your take, please. Go ahead.
I'm involved in a lot of high-risk activities, from climbing, as you are, jumping out of aircraft.
Hold on through the break here, Sam. We'll continue this discussion after.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This hour is sponsored by Harvest Right Freeze-Dried Equipment. I am now an affiliate dealer, and the summer sale is going on right now. If you want to have the Harvest Right freeze dryer for your home, your family, your church, the summer sale is in effect right now at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, his books for sale at amazon.com, and our caller Sam Andrews has some comments on the proper education of children. Please continue, Sam.
Well, John, my experience in a multitude of high-risk activities, from technical diving to climbing to racing motorcycles, I've learned some things. I've watched a lot of men die and make fatal mistakes. And to mitigate risk, there's three things a pattern that I've noticed over the decades, and that is, logic and the training of formal logic can be very useful, and using logic in high-risk situations is incredibly important. We used to teach that in the high schools and the public education when I was a young boy, you know, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, but we don't do that anymore. And the second thing, as far as the mindset goes, is doing activities with your children that teach them to live in the present, not allowing them to focus on the past or mistakes, but being objective and present in what's going on right now and staying focused on the here and now, living in the present, those people tend to have a much higher survivability rate. They're not emoting about the past. They're living in the present. And also, I had a question for Jeff. Does he have any specific intel on the primary motivation of the IRS in hiring 87,000 new people? And I'm curious what he's learned about that. And then if there's a little time, I might share what I think is the primary.
Okay. Jeff, do you have any knowledge about the new hires, 87,000 new IRS agents, sir?
No, I don't know administratively where that is coming from, whether it's coming from the White House or the people that are working. You know, it's part of the Department of the Treasury, and I would guess that it's an initiative from people who are partisans of the president that are ideological people.
Okay.
Yes.
And but yeah. Sam, you got some knowledge you've come up with. So please share, please.
Well, I would start with 30 years ago, my father was a member of YPO, Young Presidents Organization, young executives that were chief executives of companies that used to have consortiums and parties and hung out together and traded knowledge about business. They're in Hawaii for their end-of-year celebration. Ray Charles was playing the piano and entertaining everyone while they ate a nice dinner in Hawaii. And one gentleman spoke across the table and told his friend, you know, I got an audit letter from the IRS. Said I owed him $550,000 just out of the blue. And the guy across the table from him said, so did I. And then everyone at the table was like, yeah, we got a letter too. And it started to spread like wildfire around these round tables that had four couples at each table. And in 20 minutes, there was a guy in the microphone interrupting Ray Charles playing, or actually on an intermission while he took a break, and asked the question, how many of you have received a letter from the IRS saying you're being audited and you owe them a tremendous amount of money? 280 of the 300 people there raised their hands. And everybody said, if you're a Republican, keep your hand up. Every hand stayed up but one. Then he asked, how many of you are Democrats? Everybody else put their hand down, and 20 Democrats raised their hands. And the guy at the microphone said, if you received a letter, keep your hand up, an audit letter from the IRS saying you owe them money, keep your hand up. Every single hand went down. And I think there's two things that people need to realize is that the IRS and the additional agents they're hiring are being designed. This was an election year when this happened, by the way. They're being hired to suppress donations to their political opponents, and they're being hired to collect guns from the American people. They will be targeting conservative Americans with guns and people that contribute large amounts of money to the Republican National Committee and to Republican candidates. And you know, people know about the Lois Lerner scandal, but I don't think they realize the history of the IRS and how audits and false claims of money owed are used in election years to suppress donations to political opponents.
Fascinating. Well, These new hires won't be commissioned and on the street until well after January. It's a 6-month training program once they're hired, and they haven't even been hired yet. Fascinating. Yeah, fascinating. Sam, anything else?
Yeah, I think this is being done in lieu of 2024. It's part of a total control scheme.
Roger that. Thank you, Sam. We appreciate the call. We had another call on hold. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of August, the birthday of Davy Crockett, by the way. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there. We talked last hour about the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. You want to be my neighbor? It's only an 8-minute drive away from my place. A beautiful home that, well, it could be in better homes and gardens. And quite frankly, there was some discussion about that, but I'll work on getting details on the better homes and gardens story. But a beautiful home where 12 people can live and not be jammed up against each other with all the bedrooms and bathrooms. Also, at my website, we have Liberated Rocket Heaters. We'll be talking more about that Friday in some detail. And, of course, Energy Cleaners. For the first time in several weeks, I have everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment. If you're tired of being tired because of the arthritis pain, because you're not getting a great night's sleep, what are you waiting for? If you're concerned about that won't work, no worry, mate, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. I ship out between $500 and $600 a year. I get back in returns about one a quarter. That's less than 1%. That's what I do. I personally box them up. I personally take them to the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, where all the coffee you can drink is 75 cents, and the all-you-can-eat catfish buffet is 12 bucks on Friday evening. So check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it, at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal. PayPal is really great. Or you can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His book's for sale at Amazon.com. His website's jrnyquist.blog. And Jeff, let people know how they can subscribe to your website, please.
Yeah, people, there's a PayPal button below every article or video, and that supports the site.
Outstanding. And Jeff deserves your report. This is his full-time job, is doing this research and writing. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. Hello. I was going to ask you about games. What do you feel about these the hobby game industry, where they which has taken the types of board games or games that are used by the Army or the Navy war colleges to train prospective higher-level officers in maneuvering and conducting battles, such as first came out was in 1958 was Tactics. What do you feel about selling such games to adolescents?
Okay. And, well, go ahead, Jeff.
You mean what was Avalon Hill made Tactics 2, you mean?
Tactics. Well, they came out with, first one was Tactics, and they came out, I got Tactics 2, and then, which, and this whole thing has exploded into a whole in a cut like a an industry, but without any formal much formal advertising, stuff like Third Reich and in the 1970s it exploded, and then
there was Simulations Publications, which did a lot of games. They had a magazine called Strategy and Tactics Magazine, and they covered military history. Yeah, it's not very big with teenagers today. Kids go for these computer games, right?
It's expanded into computers too.
What you're talking about is simulation, military simulation games, which are attempting to realistically depict military events. It was not from the Army. These did not come from Army War College, by the way. It was the other way around. The war games used by the military, it turned out by the late 1970s, were much less sophisticated than these games. And the military ended up adopting them rather than the other way around. I think in terms of girls are not going to tend to be interested in war games. These are really very much war games, but they do teach history when you learn the games. And the games also teach math and math modeling, because the games are essentially math models of real events. And so there's a lot of mathematical concepts that people can learn. And so it does help to develop the mind and knowledge of history and provoke interest in it. Those games, they do those older games that were developed, many of them in the 1960s and 70s. They take a lot of time. Mainly it's the time mostly children have. But now children, the real problem is the computer games, and the problem with them is that there's too much instant gratification involved and not as much deep thought. And so I don't think as much is learned by those games as these older, more sophisticated games. Does that answer your question?
No. I don't know, it depends on the type of computer games. Some of them are actually military simulation type. I mean, some of them have incorporated fantasy into it and Tolkien type stuff into it, like the tabletop. Some of the tabletops are not military simulation in the hexagon, and cardboard square unit counter simulation, but they're
Euro games, which are very popular, which are like you 4 or 5 player games that you can play in an evening and they are good for social gatherings. It's not bad. I had at my house for many years. I don't have it now. I had a gaming night where a group of people would come over and play something, and that would be fun, and it was a sort of a social occasion. You know, the people, there's games like Monopoly and Risk and so on that people play for a social. But some of these games are now, these Euro games are really interesting, and some of them teach a little history and have some unusual concepts, but mostly much simpler rules than the war games you were talking about. Those involve a lot of study just to learn the game.
Okay. John, some interesting questions. We didn't even move on. We appreciate your call, sir. Next, we go to Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura.
Hi, Jeff. I got a simple question today. Who are the founding fathers of communism?
Well, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels.
Marx and Engels?
Mm-hmm.
Was there somebody called Moses Hess?
Well, Moses Hess is somebody that Karl Marx knew and had some influence on him when Marx was young.
You've got Lenin and Trotsky, right?
Well, they were the founders of the first Soviet government, the first communist government using Marxism to run their government,
right.
Yes?
Right. What was the common denominator of all these men?
That they were Marxists. Actually,
what was their background?
Marx claimed he was not a Marx. You want me to say they're Jewish, but actually Lenin was not Jewish. Trotsky abandoned his Judaism. Trotsky was a Jew. Marx was raised as a Christian. His parents were Jews that converted to Christianity, and Engels was not Jewish. So Stalin wasn't Jewish either. So it's not really Jewish. In fact, Marx wrote an anti-Jewish tract in which he basically that's the tract in which he said that religion was the opium of the people. There's no Judaism in these communist writings. And the idea that they were Jewish is not really true. Even though Trotsky was born Jewish and Marx had Jewish racial background, they weren't Jews. None of them were actually Jews.
Well, it recently came out that Ashkenazi Jews are actually Mongolian and Turkish DNA. It came from an Israeli college. Ashkenazi Jews aren't even ancient Hebrews. So,
yeah, that's a controversial.
Change the subject. Last night on Rents, Frank Joseph told the story of John Tyler. He was the vice president who became president. What John Tyler did was amazing. Harrison died 31 days into his presidency. Mm-hmm. But John Tyler took over. He really didn't want to be president. But anyway, up came all these bills to go to a central banking system. And John Tyler vetoed it. And people were mad. They threw rocks at the White House and everything else. And then they put up another bill. They thought they could fool him. He vetoed that one. Well, in the end, what John Tyler did, they call him the do-nothing president. But what he did do, he held off the central banks for 70 years. It was an amazing story. And if anybody can get the archives on that, it's worth listening to.
Okay, Laura, some interesting comments. We really appreciate that. Anything else?
Okay. Nope, that's
okay.
It.
Thank you for your call. Our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. I just have a comment to make after what John had said. We were camping in Wisconsin last year for several days, and you have, you know, campers across from you, and we got to know the people, you know, briefly. And the woman was decorating her campsite with all kinds of flags and things like that. And so finally, and, you know, it wasn't 4th of July. So finally, my curiosity got the best of me, and I started talking to them. And they were celebrating her son coming home after receiving some special training, and that they raised his rank. So he was going up the ladder in terms of rank, and it was a celebration for that. And I said, what is it that he does? And she said, he started out as a child playing video games and things like that. And as a young adult, he decided to join the military. And they used that ability that he had had as a child to bring him into a program. And he's a guy that operates drones. And she literated a little bit about it. She says he sits in a room, and of course it has all the monitors and everything, and a stick like you'd have on a plane. But this kid, apparently starting out playing video games, is now working for the U.S. government, and is so good at what he does, they raised his rank. What I don't know if he was Air Force or Army, but I thought that I should bring this up because it's, you know, boots on the ground type of thing. It's interesting what kids today can do. Myself, personally, I'm not into the technology. I'm just an old man. But, you know, I think people have to be aware that there's young kids walking around that can do things with smartphones and things like it would just amaze you. And I was just wondering if Jeff had a comment.
Okay.
Yeah, well, my nephew became like a computer programmer and makes a very good living and is able to do amazing things with computers. Growing up with computers can make people quite fascinated, develop skills in those areas. People like drone pilots, people who have skills that are used, you know, they're basically using a computer to remote control a drone. Those kind of skills are useful. And of course the people that get, I've known some younger people that got into the world of hacking and so on. And there are, you know, it's illegal and I don't want anyone to do anything against the law, but there are some of these people end up working for the government and they become experts in cybersecurity. They learn how security works, and security with computers is extremely important. And in fact, when I get some problem with my computer, there's a young person that I knew that partly grew up in my house that I turn to, and he knows all the tricks of how to fix a computer that's been breached and how to figure out where the breach came from and what the tricks are. And I'm just amazed. But yeah. The younger generation.
My second question has to do with, I'm a baby boomer. So this technology, what generational thing are we talking about? Millennials or what came after that? I don't even know the different versions, but could you comment on that?
Well, my nephew was born in the early 80s, I think 83. And of course it wasn't, you know, by the time he's 20, you're pretty much, you've got a lot of computers. You get a lot of computer stuff happening in the 90s. But the internet really took off after the year 1999, that year and beyond, where you suddenly things started, you know, picking up on the internet. And of course, this friend of mine, his son was born, I think, in the 90s, 95, you know, thereabouts. And it's that generation, people born then and after, their exposure as children to computers was very formative, because they were exposed at a very young age.
So is that Generation X or Millennials? What are they?
I guess you'd say Millennials. I guess you'd call them Millennials. But, Generation X would probably be my nephew, I would guess. But, it's sort of on a curve, you know, with people born after 1980 and then after 90 and then after 2000. That's more and more because the computers are more and more sophisticated in what they can do. And, of course, smartphones came along then.
Well, thank you for your information, Jeff.
Okay, Fred, thank you for the call. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, I'm going to ask you to give some clarification about this Chinese event that's upcoming, that they plan on doing exactly what to what island and What other islands? There's a reference made to other islands farther east. What does that mean, sir?
Well, these are military terms. There's the first island chain that sort of surrounds the South China Sea and the areas where the ocean directly connects to China. And then there's what they call the second island chain and then beyond. So like the Solomon Islands, where in World War II the Battle of Guadalcanal was fought famously, is beyond the second island chain, actually. And I think Guam is in the second island chain.
Okay, and beyond.
It gives you an idea, where they are. The first island chain would be, along the Philippines and along the islands that kind of enclose the South China Sea.
Well, the Philippines are already at risk from China, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, China has actually publicly said that the Philippines ought to belong to China because China, I guess, in some point in the past had owned them, I guess.
Oh, as in centuries ago under some dynasty?
Yeah, apparently there was kind of Chinese.
Well, there were Chinese explorers in California before Christopher Columbus, so I guess that means they own California too, right?
Well, yeah, they have actually. General Chiao Chen says that in his speech, that we actually have a right to that because we were there before Columbus, yes.
Well, it makes perfect sense to me. Let's just turn them over the keys. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, they would like that. That's what they'd like.
Good luck. Good luck. Well, we had some good results in the elections last night. Sarah Palin looks like will be probably the next U.S. Congresswoman. Lisa Murkowski is probably going to get beat by Kelly Shibaka, and some other good results. Looks like Liz Cheney is done, thank goodness. There's some hope as far as solving our problems peacefully, isn't there, Jeff?
Yeah, of course, following the rules of a republic, a representative democracy is the best way to resolve things. And I think people are learning by seeing this administration what they got themselves into by allowing this administration to have a term in office. So it's actually for many people a bitter lesson.
Well, we need to keep in mind all these events and make personal preparations for ourselves and our families, don't we, sir?
Yes, and remember that, when the public stands up, when people decide to stand up for something, like they did in Ukraine in 2004 and again in 2013 and 14, it is protesting is a way to change the government.
Absolutely.
The way the
Thank
government
you, Jeff. Works. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay, that's it for today. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaner, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. God bless my lovely, beautiful state of Missouri. God bless the marvelous, large state of Texas. And please, Lord, God bless the United States of America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.